Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, a quick but I think exciting announcement. This fall, our conference is scheduled for November 2nd through 4th, and we have secured three keynote speakers. One is Dr. Neil Barnard, who will be discussing his latest research on Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Peter Bregan, who is the author of Your Drug May Be Your Problem, which eliminates the dangers and uselessness of psychiatric drugs. And we just got a commitment from Dr. Larry Pilevsky, a pediatrician who is very outspoken about vaccines and some of the concerns, health concerns with vaccinations, particularly childhood vaccinations. He practices in New York. So we will have some other speakers as well, but those three, we could almost just build the whole weekend around those three fascinating people. So we'll have information on our website, and registration opportunities will start after the 4th of July holiday, but you might want to mark off those dates on your calendar and make sure you are in Columbus for them. So for today's message, gosh, I hope sometime soon we can put to bed this ridiculous and untrue statement that Americans are suffering from an omega-3 deficiency and that we have to remedy it by either encouraging people to eat fish or taking some kind of omega-3 pill. As part of the ORIGIN trial, patients with diabetes or impaired glucose tolerance were given omega-3 fatty acid supplements or placebo and followed for an average of about 6.2 years. And one of the reasons the study is interesting is that diabetics tend to develop cardiovascular disease, and in fact, that's what kills diabetics. The diabetes itself does, and it's the cardiovascular disease. So the opportunity to prevent cardiovascular events in the diabetic population is important. The ORIGIN study is an international study that includes 12,537 patients. And at the start of the study, the baseline consumption of omega-3 fatty acids was 200 milligrams a day, and after 2 years, it had increased to 230 milligrams a day. Fish intake was similar between the groups, and the omega-3 intake might have been a little higher at baseline than in the general population, but short of the recommendations to consume about a gram or more per day. Now, here was the bottom line. The death rate from cardiovascular disease was the same for those taking omega-3 supplements and for those taking placebo. In other words, there was absolutely no effect. In one arm of the study, patients got either a gram of EPA and DHA or a placebo every day, and the triglyceride levels came down. Triglycerides were lowered in the supplement group by 14.5 grams per deciliter, but no reduction in cardiac outcomes, including heart attack, stroke, or death from cardiovascular disease or arrhythmias for the patients taking the supplements. And so once again, we see reinforcement for this idea that we keep talking about at the Wellness Forum, which is that short-term manipulation of biomarkers does not always equate to long-term health. And it's not that we should not pay attention to these biomarkers. It's that all methods for changing them are not equal. So taking omega-3 pills is not the same thing as changing your diet in a meaningful way. Now, as for the omega-3 issue, it's easy, just as it is with all other nutrients, to get enough omega-3 on a plant-based diet. According to the National Academy of Sciences, women should consume 1.1 grams daily and men should consume 1.6 grams. Now, foods like salmon and flaxseeds are obvious sources, but a lot of people don't realize that soybeans, broccoli, leafy greens, and berries also contain omega-3 fatty acids. And while issue of content and that sort of thing goes beyond the parameters of this message, I'll assure you that if you're eating the diet that I'm eating or something that closely resembles it, you're taking in absolutely enough omega-3 fatty acids every day. So the message is clear. The right foods will reduce your risks of developing degenerative diseases, and supplements do not. That's all for now, and have a great day.